Thank you for holding. This is the fraud department. My name is Tarnisha. Allow me one moment as I get that account pulled up. All right, and can I get you to just verify that shipping address for me, please, so I can make sure I have the correct account?
I'm sorry, I missed what you just said.
Can I get you to verify that shipping address for me so I can make sure I have the correct account?
20934 North 37th Way, Phoenix, Arizona, 85050.
All right, Ms. Michelle. All right, and you were transferred over for fraud.
I can't understand what you're saying. You kind of dropped your voice, so I can't.
Can you hear me now?
I could always hear you. I couldn't understand it.
Ah, gotcha. All right, and they transferred you over for fraud today, correct?
Yes. I don't know what this charge is on my statement.
All right. I'm just waiting for your full account to load up here. All right. All right, so it looks like this is for Bites Hub, which is a meal prepping app. It looks like the original order was placed back on the 25th of December. And let's see, December, January, and the last charge was back on the 8th of February. Now, do you remember placing an order or signing up for this app anytime back in December?
I would never have done something like that. I'm not techie. I don't do apps. I don't do anything like that. And I've been really sick, so I'm trying to catch up on things. And I'm noticing this on this statement. How many times have I been charged for this?
All right. It looks like 3 times.
Holy cow.
Now, is it any kind of way that anyone else could have placed the order, got hold of your card information or anything like that?
I've had home health people in my home, but they would never have had permission to charge on my card. If they charge something on my card, it's not, I don't know why they would. I don't understand it at all.
Okay. All right. So let me verify some more information.
Tell me what this is
account.
Again. This is a food preparation thing?
Yes, ma'am. It's an app.
I get my meals delivered.
Okay.
That's how long has this been charged to me?
Ever since December.
Jeez.
All right,
I have home health people. I have long-term care insurance. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but mm-hmm. I have people that come into my home to help me. It's mm-hmm. been a nightmare. I have to have them, but it's a nightmare. The two people that I currently have. I can't see them doing that, but I don't know. You know, I don't know them, you know.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So what else I'm going to do is I'm going to verify some more information on the account to see if it matches up with what we have here. Can I get you to verify an email address for me, please?
Michelle.Linden@cox.net.
All right. That matches what we have on file. And can I get you to verify a phone number for me, please?
Your voice dropped, so I didn't hear you.
Can I get you to verify a phone number for me, please?
I have trouble with numbers.
Got you.
480-419-0678.
All right, and that also matches what we have on file as well. So all the information matches what we have on file. Now, could have been the order that you might have placed and forgot about or placed
no,
by accident?
I don't order things on the phone.
Gotcha.
You know, that's not something that I do, and it's not something that I would have done because I have my meals delivered. I don't understand this.
All right, give me one moment. Let me get some notes.
How long has that been on? Since December, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
How did I, that's, I'm trying to think that through. The meals I have delivered are delivered through the state and there's no charge for them. I'm trying to, it takes this long for me to, I'm slow with my brain, so it takes me longer to think things through. Because I was sitting and thinking, well, are they charging me for my meals they deliver? But no, that's through the state.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. It wouldn't. They wouldn't deliver. It's basically like a app that teaches you how to meal prep and eat healthy food and stuff like that. So they don't deliver.
I don't cook
anything. Gotcha.
I have stage one dementia, so I'm not allowed to cook. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. This doesn't make sense to me. My stove is turned off for safety reasons.
Gotcha.
People sometimes don't believe me because I sound intelligent when I talk, but my brain is not intelligent. It's like I get accused of faking it. I'm like, nope, I have to live with it, I know. Wow, I'm looking at the rest of this statement. I never shop at this grocery store, and it's close to my house. I got a $54 charge from this grocery store.
Oh, wow.
Somebody's got my card number. Wow.
All right, so what I'm going to go ahead and do for you on today... Now, what we can do is we can send this over to your local police department in your area along with this call and the account on file for them to be able to track down whomever used the card. What we can do for you on today, we can go ahead and credit half of that back, the most recent charge back to you while they undergo this investigation. Is this something that you want to continue and process through?
I think I'm going to call my attorney.
Okay.
I think I want him to deal with this. Because I have a constant, I mean not constant, but I have him for a reason. You know, it's like because I have brain issues.
Gotcha.
I think I should go through my attorney.
All right.
What is this? ACHIEV. Say that for me. Would you say what that? ACHIEV primal. What is that?
Okay, is that what's showing up on your banking statement?
It's on my credit card.
Okay, is there a charge attached to it?
$49.89.
Yes, that will be our charge. You have one for December 25th. You will have one for January 24th. And then you will have one for the 8th of February.
What is this?
That's the same thing, Bites Hub.
Well, I'm asking what it is.
Yes, ma'am. It's the same thing I explained before. It's the meal prepping app.
I don't even understand that. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I just don't understand. You know, this is so weird. And you don't have the name of who charged that?
Everything is under your name, and all the information you verified is also what's on the account.
Holy cow.
But I'll tell you what I'll go ahead and do for you on today. And it looks like we've already closed out the account for you, so you definitely will not be charged anything else. I will go ahead and credit back that $49.89 back into the account, so you would receive a refund within 2 to 3 business days back into your account, okay?
I'm trying to figure out, did I miss the December and January? See, I'm trying to keep up on my bills and things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Did I call you in December and January on the same issue?
Let's see. Let's open up the other two and see here.
I don't even know how to use an app. I'm 73.
All right. So open up both of the other two accounts with the charges. And
yeah.
No, it doesn't look like there was any previous calls on this account. This will be the first call made for this account.
I missed that then. Holy cow. I was getting a bunch of medical stuff done. I might have looked at it and thought it was a medical something or whatever. This is crazy. I can't imagine. I've had different healthcare services in. I've actually fired some of the healthcare services because of the people they send. This really makes me nervous because they have access to my whole house, and some of them are crappy people.
Gotcha.
What I'm struggling with is it's on my bill, and they get my mail. I was thinking, how do I not get this? Or it's an app. I don't relate to things like that.
I gotcha. Well, I went ahead and got you, like I said, your account is canceled and you will be receiving a refund back into your account for it and you won't be being billed anything else, okay? So
we
went ahead and took care of that.
Are you going to refund the, I wrote it down, December and January ones too?
Give me a moment and let me see what I can work out, and I can see if I can get those two back for you as well.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Give me one moment.
Sometimes I have help with paying my bills, and this would have been overlooked because I wasn't looking at it. Gee whiz. You have home health care, but it's a full-time job watching out for the home health care people. I'm missing my wedding ring.
All right. All right, so it looks like for the month of December and for January, I did try to put a refund through, but I think because both of those charges are old from last, one is from last year and one is from January, I don't know if there's a block towards it or not, but I think you
would
have to...
Wait. You're talking a little bit too fast and you dropped your voice, so I can't hear very well.
I'm sorry.
That's
okay. Let me speak up for you. Give me one moment. Let me open that back up. All right, so I attempted a refund on your account. You would have to go through your bank for the refund because it looks like that this gateway that you might have, well, whomever might have ordered through at the time.
What is gateway?
Gateway, that's basically when you place any order online, that's what it processes through, whatever that
I
site
never,
is.
I'm even off my, I don't even, I've never ordered one thing online.
Yes, ma'am. All I'm stating is that you might have to go through the bank for the refund. For some reason, either your card has a block on it or whatnot, but it will not let me put the refund through.
I wonder if I changed. Let me think. I had somebody in my house a while back that I didn't trust, and I fired her. And I don't know if this is connected to her, but I do know that I changed a credit card number. Oh, I know what it was. I had my credit card on my counter because I was paying a bill. And she was looking at my credit card. I didn't like her. You know that gut reaction you get about some people? And she was looking at my credit card. And then I was watching her. And then she slid it in a drawer, which I never keep them in a drawer. And then something else. Anyhow, I fired her. I felt so uncomfortable. I'm kind of curious about that now. So I have to call my bank,
Yes,
and
ma'am.
then
And they'll be able to basically take it from there.
you're saying to call my bank. Shouldn't I call my credit card company?
If whomever you have your credit card through, that's who you call for the charges.
Okay. I'm gonna have to write some stuff down here.
Okay.
Okay, so this is, I
Bytes
can't even
Hub.
say what it says. It's Archive Primal.
No, ma'am. That's not what you're calling in about. That's a third party that it bills through, so that's what shows up on your banking statement. The charges belongs to Bytes Hub.
Spell it for me.
All right, that's B as in boy, I as in igloo, T as in Tom, E as in elephant, S as in Sam, H as in hat, U as in umbrella, and B as in boy.
Bytes Hub.
Hub, correct.
Okay. And do you have the phone number for Bytes Hub?
Let's see here. Well, we are the customer service for Bytes Hub, but I do have a number for you. It's going to be 855-462-6403.
Okay, now I have to write this down. Okay. The company is Bytes Hub, and that's their phone number. And then who did you tell me to call? I got to get this all down or I won't remember it.
All right.
Should I call Bytes Hub?
Okay. Well, you're basically already speaking with the customer service for Bytes Hub, so that's just the number to
Oh,
give us a
okay.
call back whenever you do speak with your bank representative. So you'll have to call your bank as far as the charges go.
Call bank about charges. I've never done
Correct.
that before. Call my bank about the charges. What,
And that's just because I've
why
tried
would
to
I
put.
call, why would I call my bank about, oh, because I took it out of my bank account.
Yes, ma'am. And I've already tried to process, I've actually tried 3 times to process the refunds through, and it's given an error. So you'll have to go through your bank, and basically, your bank will pretty much take it for there because all you'll have to do through your bank is valid as fraud, just like you stated on today. And all they'll do is call and basically verify everything on the account. Any information, especially like you're calling in now, that's all that they'll do. They'll verify all the information and they'll go from there. And then especially in your case, with the fact that you do have multiple people in and out your home, they'll go ahead and work pretty quickly on it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, and I have, I can't do this in the morning because they're here. You know, they're here every Monday and Tuesday. I take Wednesday off from people because it drives me crazy. I mean, I'm getting depressed because they're in my home helping me. And
I
then I have Thursday, and then I don't have anybody Friday, Saturday, and Sunday because I have friends that come in on those days. The two I have right now are the best I've had, but the most of the people, I tell everybody now, I'm a nurse. I was a nurse. And I thought home health care was just vital to have when you get older. I would never do it again. You pay thousands of dollars over the years to get good medical care when you're aging and you don't have anybody to take care of you. And they come in, and I had a gal that was supposed to sort out some papers for me. It took her about 3 weeks to do it. She did it all wrong completely wrong. The gal that came after her straightened it all up in like 2 days. So they're here. It's like they're putzing around. They're kind of pretending like they're working.
Gotcha.
You know, and it's, I don't even know how to describe it. And then one lady came in because I have a head injury. I couldn't do things in my house. My house is a real paper mess. And it's clean, but it's a mess. But one girl who the agency hires to come to help me walks in the door, and she says, I don't have to do this, and she walked out.
Oh, wow.
I know. And the ones that do come, one girl came and asked me, what programs do you like to watch on TV? And I said, I don't watch a lot of TV. I've got it on now because I can't sleep. But I said, I don't watch a lot of TV. She says, oh, good, then I can watch the ones I like.
Oh, wow.
I know. And I said, I don't have the TV on when my help is here because it's distracting for the work that I want you to get done. And she says, well, what do you expect me to do? And I said, you're hired to help me take care of all this paper stuff and because I have stage one dementia. And she said, no, I'm not going to clean this house. The house is clean. It's the paperwork.
Right.
And there's a lot of it. I haven't been able to do it. I don't even know how I'm going to do my taxes this year because I don't even know how to do taxes anymore. I mean,
Oh, wow.
I always got my papers together to send to my tax person. I don't have anything organized. I don't know how to start. And then they come in and I ask for, you know, like since months I've been asking, I want to get my papers together for taxes. These girls don't file taxes. They file the small taxes, so they don't even know how to do it. You know, just to organize paperwork that could, you know, what do I need? You know, kind of stuff. You know, it's something that, you know, I had a lady that was older. She came in, literally said to me, she was here about a week, and she says, you really should be ashamed of yourself for letting your house get this bad. And I said to her, do you understand what it means when somebody has stage one dementia and they have a brain injury? Do you understand what it means? You can't get organized. You can't do what you used to be able to do.
Right.
And she said, and I talk really well. My speech isn't affected. I haven't had a stroke, so it's not that kind of a representation with my voice.
Right.
And she says, no, you can't fool me. And I said, I'm not trying to fool you. I'm telling you, I can't get organized. My brain can't organize. I can't organize. And she said, you could if you wanted to. You just have to try harder. So she was shaming me.
Oh,
and I went
wow.
to the bathroom and I called the agency and I told them what was going on. I said, she's literally shaming me because I've got lots of paper stuff around. And I said, she's shaming me. And I said, I don't need this. Life is hard enough. I don't need the people to come in to help me, shame me. She was trying to get me to do something that my brain isn't capable of doing.
Right.
And it what trips them up is I speak so well, but my speech isn't affected. It's my organizational skills. It's my short-term memory, you know?
Right.
And this taxes thing, I don't even know how to approach that. I'm thinking about just filing a simple tax return, and then as I can get organized, I can go back and redo the tax thing. I can't do it. I'll take it to the tax guy. My tax guy won't take me anymore.
I'm so sorry you're going through all that.
Yeah, it's almost like, I don't know how to even explain. It's like if you are, do you have children?
I do.
Okay, this is how I compared it to my girlfriend. It's like you're training your child with a potty chair. And your child's legs are injured and he can't walk to the toilet. But you keep saying to him, don't wet on the floor. Don't wet on the furniture. Don't, you know, you can't do that. Don't pull off your training pants. Don't do that. But none of that registers with your brain. But yet you're going to get really angry and upset and yell at him. I had a gal yell at me for 20 minutes. And when she was all done, this is what I said. I said, would you please type that up so I can read it and process it? I know.
Oh, goodness.
I've gotten witty with it. Another one, I couldn't find my shoes. I had no idea. There's certain shoes that I, for safety, they've got a good sole on them, so I won't slip. And so I couldn't find what I did with them, and I knew I had just had them. You know, I knew before she got here I had them, so it was like the brain just erased where I put them. And I said, I just had them. I don't know where they are. And she says, well, maybe you're thinking of yesterday. I said, no, you don't have to analyze it. I just had them.
Oh,
and
wow.
she says, well, when did you have them? I just had them. So it's like, because I have a brain injury, now everybody thinks I'm really stupid.
Oh.
And it's just a trip. Just take care of your brain. Don't fall. My first thing was I fell, and I got a frontal lobe brain injury.
Mm-hmm.
4 years ago. It turned into dementia 1. So be very careful that you don't fall.
Oh, man, it's too late for that. I banged my head the other day on the counter by accident.
I didn't get that. You were laughing. What'd you say?
I was like, oh, man, it's too late for that. I had to bang my head, like, so many times.
Yeah, but, no, when you fall from a standing position, I trip.
Mm-hmm.
When you fall from a standing position and you hit your forehead,
mm-hmm.
That's a frontal lobe brain injury. That is the most executive part of your brain. So you don't, and even your children, now I tell all my friends who have grandchildren, I tell them, I said, tell your family members to buy one of those little helmets for the kids. If they go to a park and swing or something like that, they have to wear the helmet. Anything that could cause them to fall when they're learning, you know?
Right.
You don't have to wear it the whole, but these little toddlers, they fall. And I've seen toddlers fall and hit their head for years. And the majority of them, it's not going to mean anything. But now we've got this big park, you know, in our neighborhood. And we're doing a turnover in the neighborhood where a lot of the people that used to live here have moved. And we're getting a lot of young families in. And we've
mm-hmm.
got this great park. And, you know, I just tell them straight out, you know, when they come in, I always bring something to new neighbors. And I tell them, I said, we've got this wonderful park, but I recommend getting a helmet if they're going to swing on the swings or slide on that tall slide.
Yeah.
Because it's just too risky. But anyhow, thank you so much for helping me.
You're
really
welcome.
So now what am I supposed to do? I got to look at this and make sure I do it right.
All right. You just give the bank a call in the morning, let them know that you have contacted the merchant on a fraud cause, and go ahead to process a go ahead and process fraud on the three charges. Let them know that you've already spoke with us, the account is already canceled, and we did attempt to process the refunds through, but they would not go through. The number to give us a call back at, which I'm hoping I can, let me make sure. Okay,
did you say the card was canceled?
No, ma'am. I was saying the number to call back, just in case the bank asks for the number to call to get in touch with us.
I mixed up. Let me. This is what I'm writing fast. See, I write fast. I can't read my writing.
Gotcha.
Okay, I got to start over because I can't read my writing. I don't know what I'm thinking when I do this because I write fast. I process really slow. And then I try to write fast. It never works, but I keep doing the same thing. Hence the brain injury. Okay. Let me see here. I gotta do this right. Okay. Tell me what...
The company name is Bites Hub.
Okay. I'm going to write it on my calendar. Bites Hub. And what is that company?
That's the company, Bites Hub.
But I'm trying to, in my brain, the executive part of my brain isn't, are you Bites Hub?
We're the customer service for Bites Hub.
Okay, Bites Hub, I have to put a definition of Bites Hub. What does Bites Hub do?
That's meal prepping app.
Oh, meal prepping app. Okay. Meal prep app. Okay, and their number is 855.
Actually, I think I gave the wrong number. Their number is 877.
Okay.
646.
Okay.
226.
877-646-2263.
That is correct.
And so I call my bank and I tell them about Bite Hub and give them their phone number?
Yes, ma'am. And you let them know that you got in touch with us due to charges on your account and that you are claiming fraud.
Faulty charges.
Mm-hmm.
Claiming fraud, F-R-A-U-D. Is there E at the end of that?
Mm-hmm. It's a D, no E.
Okay. Okay, and what about... And the bank's supposed to credit my account because of why?
Due to the fact that we've attempted three times to process the refunds through the account and it wouldn't go through.
Attempted... Three times to credit, and it would not go through. Through. Okay. Okay. And the we is. I have to make sure I get this all straight. Your Bite Hub.
Yes, Bite Hub customer support.
Okay. Faulty charge. I spelled somebody committed fraud, right? I spelled that all wrong. Claiming what? Faulty charge, claiming fraud. I can't. I gotta watch how I write. C L A I
I M
M I N G. Yeah, I spelled it all wrong. And then I'll recognize it down the line, and I go, "What was I trying to write?" You know, claiming fraud. Okay.
And back. Also, I'm going to give you a confirmation number if the previous rep didn't give you one. And that will also help with when you, if you have to call back or if the bank have to call to verify your account, they can just
Okay.
give that confirmation number to get to it, okay?
Yeah. What is it?
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 9 2 0 4 3 0 5 3 1.
I'm going to read it back to you. C as in Charlie, 9 2 0 4 3 0 5 3 1.
That is correct.
Okay, I have one more question about something that I wrote. Fraud. I misspelled things. That's what my problem gets me.
F R
Okay.
A U D.
Fraud. F. Okay, fraud charge claiming fraud. I did that twice. Fraud charge claiming fraud. Okay, right, I got it. Okay, back. I've got back attempts. Oh, put it back. Put money back. Okay, back. Attempts three times to credit and it would not go through.
Correct.
And this is a confirmation number. And what are there dates on these charges that I can give the bank?
Yes, ma'am. The
Okay.
first date is December 25th, 2021.
Okay.
The second date is January 24th, 2022.
Okay.
And the third one is February 8th, 2022.
2022. Now, this looks like it's an ongoing thing. Is there a number that I can call to cancel this?
You're already canceled. You called
Okay.
us. That's what we do. We get your account
Okay.
canceled for you. So you're already
Okay.
canceled out. So you won't be billed any further for anything
And
else.
what was this company about? Do you know what was the charge for? Do you know what I'm trying to get the whole picture because the bank is gonna they ask me all kinds of questions when I go in there.
It's basically the membership cost for that Bytes Hub app. So that's basically what you were paying for was the membership.
Membership, okay. They know I have a brain injury, so they drill me when I come in to know that I know what I'm doing when I'm there. I've asked them to do that. So it's not like they're doing it to me, they're doing it for me, you know? Double checking membership fees. I don't even use apps. I don't even know how to use an app. So crazy. This has got to be people that's working in my home. I'm not kidding. The dates on these, December, January, February. Man, alive. I'm gonna have to watch everything really close. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna change. Oh, I've got automatic bill pay though. I was gonna say I'm gonna change all my credit card numbers. I have to have three credit cards for what I do, and I don't want to have three. I'm gonna try to cancel one. Do you have any other suggestions to help my security?
I would suggest because you do have a lot of people going in and out your home, I would suggest that you set up cameras within the home.
I have a company coming in, and it's a security company, and they're going to do it. It costs a fortune because I mean it's like because I have to sleep while they're here. Like I won't have anybody at night. If I fall and die, I'm happy. You know, I don't care.
Oh, goodness. No, don't say
But
that.
no, I have a strong belief in Jesus, and I know I'm going to heaven. So if I fall on the way to the toilet in the bathroom, I'm in heaven. I'm okay. I don't worry about it.
Gotcha.
And so, yeah, I have a company that's coming in, and they're going to put something in that's called embedded security.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some pot lights in my home, and they're going to do something that looks like they're pot lights. So it's like I put in more pot lights in my home, but it's really security cameras.
Gotcha.
It's crazy expensive.
Yeah,
but yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, I do thank you for calling in on tonight. And like I said, we do have you canceled out, so you don't have to worry about any more charges. And just make sure you give the bank a call later on in the morning, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer support, and you do have a good one, ma'am.
Same to you. It was mm-hmm. a pleasure working with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.